United States. New York's next mayor, Adams Apple. Eric Adams has a practical streak that ought to serve the city well.
Some people talk about police brutality. I want to tell you how it is to live through it. So begins the video that launched Eric Adams' mayoral campaign. In the clip, he stands outside the police station in Queens, where, when he was 15, police beat him and his brother. Despite this experience, or maybe because of it, he later joined the police force, eventually becoming both a police captain and a prominent internal critic of racism and brutality at the NYPD. In his campaign, he blended a call to reform the police with respect for the badge and a pledge to crack down on crime. And on July 6th, 2 weeks after the Democratic primary, he was named the projected winner. That almost certainly makes him the next mayor, since Democrats outnumber Republicans in New York's electorate by 7-1. In the city's first election by ranked choice voting, the two candidates that rose to the top of a crowded field were both relative centrists. Mr. Adams, who also served as a state lawmaker and Brooklyn borough president, won by just 8,426 votes, or 1%, over Catherine Garcia, a well-regarded bureaucrat. His emphasis on fighting crime clearly gave him an edge. While progressive candidates called for cutting police funding, Mr. Adams argued that the prerequisite for prosperity is public safety. That message resonated as shootings last year nearly doubled from 2019 and violent crime escalated even in well-policed areas like Times Square. According to one poll, New Yorkers listed crime among their three top concerns with COVID-19 and housing. On the day Mr. Adams learnt he had won, Andrew Cuomo, New York's governor, declared a disaster emergency statewide around gun violence.